You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It's time for our Astro Zone. Welcome to the studio, Anya.
Hey, well, yeah, good afternoon.
Good to see you again, my friend.
Nice dramatic music to start the show.
Yeah, it's like an intro build up. Oh, well, we are in the month of...
Well, spring, Virgo.
Virgo.
Yeah.
Well, they can be quite dramatic, eh? Virgos.
Leos.
I've got a lot of Virgos around me, and they're bigger drama queens than Leos, I think.
Well, they sweat the small stuff.
Okay, so where are we today? It's been a busy month. You know, after talking to you yesterday, thinking, wow, it feels like yesterday that we had the Astro Zone.
Yes.
But then when you look back and you see what happened in that month.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that super moon, that full moon was quite dramatic.
Yeah.
And that was also with the meteorites, the meteors and all that.
All over the world. Yeah. Amazing footage. Or social media has been flooded with footage of these meteorites that's come into our stratosphere. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Quite spectacular.
Yeah.
And also the full moon. Wow, that made for fantastic photo ops this month. But she was huge.
Yeah.
She was
not only huge, but also emotionally quite intense.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Because the closer it is to the Earth, the more one seems to feel it as well.
Uh-huh.
So that's where that energetic field and realizing that planets also have energy. It's not just what they look like.
And that's why we're all feeling exhausted at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel pooped.
Yes.
Everyone around is like feeling a bit sluggish.
Yeah. Well, it's been quite a dramatic winter.
Uh-huh.
I mean, even though it might not have been as many days of rain as last year, it was the intensity of the storms and it's just we've been kind of quite busy in having to kind of almost hot foot.
Yeah, the last time I can remember storms like that was in the 80s, mid-80s, that we had such a lot of rain and such stormy winters.
It was very dramatic,
Indeed. I loved it, though.
Yeah.
But we're ready for sun now.
Yes.
So what have we got to look forward to? We've just had the new moon on Monday. Day before yesterday.
Yes.
So that's still fresh. We can still work with that. I still worked with it yesterday.
And with that, also, the Mercury has gone direct, so the retrograde period is over. So one can start taking the ideas and the information that we had over the last month and start pushing it out now. It's an interesting theme.
Putting it into practice.
Yeah, it's an interesting theme between Virgo and Leo. So if you think of Leo as being the creative, playful, colorful energy and Virgo as being the order, it's like now putting it into some kind of order that can...
That's a challenge for me. Orderly. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, but it's your own order. It's not the order. This is the problem with Virgo, is Virgo's default setting is the critic.
Yeah, yeah.
So the critic is judging from the outside rather than from taking your inner order. So the more authentic order is yours. It's the one that works for you, not the one that you have to fit in and dilute to fit in with others.
Because
that's what causes often the stress. Yeah.
Now, I want to know, for the month ahead, because last month was... a whopper. It was a whopper. It was hard work, not just for myself. I did extra work, intense work for 3 weeks of the Leo phase. It wasn't planned. But like I told you yesterday, the synchronicities of it all was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But a lot of people felt all the energies because we had the alignment, six planets aligning last week. We had solar storms. We had three portals last month.
Yeah.
It was a biggie.
Yes.
And it was really exhausting. Is it going to light up a bit this month? Or can we take a bit of a break and just chill a bit? I believe there's more solar storms happening right now this week. It was supposed to be finished, and it's just going crazy.
Yeah.
But it's not directly at the planet like last week's solar storms.
Yeah.
So it's a bit milder.
There's less action. A lot of the outer planets are in retrograde. So we've got Uranus has just gone retrograde, Neptune, Pluto, Saturn. So there's still that feeling of the inner work.
Yeah.
But not too many extreme things this month. There are a few coming later. Mars is going to go retrograde later this year. And a few other ones, but for now, and also the eclipses next month.
Yeah.
But we can talk about that next month. But
before the eclipse, we've got the equinox.
Yes, that's coming up.
And that's, of course, the proper spring starting.
But also what people don't realize, and with the extremes of nature now, is that the equinoxes are a moon ruled. Mm. And that is when you have the highest highs and the lowest lows and the biggest storms. Because remember last year, in September, that was when everyone was stranded in the places they went away for the long weekend.
That's correct.
And that was around that time.
But we had the snow a week ago, so everyone was like, because we're going into spring. But last year, exact same dates, it was snowing all over the country. Yeah. No, so nothing unusual.
Yeah. So that's with the long weekend coming up, just to be aware of that, the fact that it is going to be the highest highs of the year, actually. Yeah. Nice for surfing.
When is the long weekend?
It's the 24th of September.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for telling me.
Okay. Yeah, and then what else is jumping out? So also a lot of completion cycles. So a lot of the planets at the moment are at the last degree of a sign, and that means it's endings. And often we tend to wait until the last moment, which is why it feels intense. So there's that feeling as well. It need to in order to start anew, we need to complete something. We need to release something.
I don't know if it was our talk yesterday, because listeners know already, we always meet up the day before to go through our interview. But I woke up this morning with this incredible feeling of anticipation. And that is finishing.
Yes.
So now you're waiting for that new. Because I think I've done my work. I'm very proud of myself. I worked damn hard last month. So now I've got this feeling like, I want a little reward now. I'm waiting for something to happen now, something lekker, something big. So I've got this feeling of anticipation. And when I went onto social media, like we do every morning for a little bit to catch up with everyone, I'm not the only one that had that feeling.
Yes.
There's quite a few of my friends that are into this, all of the stuff that we are into.
Yeah.
And they all had that sense of anticipation.
Yeah. So what I wanted to do today with the signs is to actually work on the conscious and the reactive polarities. So to actually help one with that whole thing of the release.
Yeah.
So often the thing can't happen because we hold on or we do something too much. So each sign has got a default setting that is almost like tweaked too high in a certain area and hard to balance it with something.
Cool.
Conscious.
Well, so what is our defaults? I'm curious.
And so the defaults will also help us to consciously find the way to step in with consciousness.
Uh-huh.
So it's that balance thing. And then so anything new, one needs to go into the discomfort with a sense of I can do this.
And we all need to stick to equilibrium, balance. I love that word, equilibrium.
Yeah, very nice you say it. Well, okay.
Hit us.
So Aries, so surprise, surprise, it's impatience. Impatience is the biggest issue, as you want things to happen immediately, and most good things take time to grow into what they need to be. Something needs to be completed or released for something new to come in. So the focus for you is pause. Picking the unripe fruit never tastes as good. So that's a little bit of an Aries kind of.
I've got a friend, Sue, if you're listening, she usually listens and she's an Aries and she's busy selling her business. So she's impatient. So that's a good one for her.
So the pause is the in-breath.
Yeah.
And the in-breath allows you to be the movie director. And when you're the movie director, you're not entangled in the stuff.
And so don't make impulsive, silly decisions.
You can have choice.
Mm.
The choice is more there.
Excellent.
So Taurus. So the Taurus's one is inertia. Inertia is the biggest issue as you tend to wait too long and then miss the boat. Taking the first step is never comfortable, but once you find your rhythm, it does become easier. You are your worst enemy when you stop yourself from going with the flow. Let go of comparing yourself to what is out there and rather find your own order to work with. The Virgo new moon is a chance to plant that seed that can grow into a confident and capable dance of power and perfection in its own way. Own your own dance, one unique step at a time.
Mm.
And it's so important to get the flow for a Taurus.
Yeah.
Because it's that first step. Yeah. Because it's all about security for Taurus.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So Gemini, busy being busy. That's the thing. It's distraction. It's never actually committing to one thing. It's always being busy with too many things.
Well, there's two of them. So, I mean, it's hectic.
So busy being busy can stop you from completing things. There are too many fires burning and you're not sure which one to focus on. Distraction stops you from pushing to the next level. Mars is about to leave your sign, which may be a blessing as the fast-paced hyper energy has made it difficult for you to sit still. The new moon in Virgo is encouraging you to focus on the foundation and work your way up systematically rather than flitting between the branches and getting caught up in the social chit-chat. So that's that one. Then
Geminis. I must tell you something about Geminis. When I had one of my clubs, I had 7 Geminis behind the bar.
Yeah.
All my bar staff with Geminis.
Yeah.
And they could run like 2,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's seven of them.
Yes.
And it's because there was actually 14 of them.
Yeah.
It's a joke. There's 14 of them behind the bar. Sorry for interrupting. Yeah. Okay, next. So,
but also with the default setting of a sign, it's not only a negative. You know, they also have the positivity absolutely of that busyness is that they can do more than one thing, whereas some signs can't.
Yeah, and Geminis are. Yeah. I must compliment them on that. They are very good with multitasking and doing lots.
So Cancer, it's holding on to the past, and that can create anxiety. So it's stopping you from embracing the wonders of what change can offer you. It is a time to move into what is and let go of holding on to the safety rails. Trust and have courage. These are the tools for this new chapter. Your power is your big heart. Don't hide it behind defense. Then no one can come in and you can't go out.
Mm.
So that whole defense thing of protection, it doesn't allow the courage to actually step out and realize that that the vulnerability of a Cancerian is actually their strength.
True. Makes complete sense.
Mm. Leo. So Leo's one is an interesting one because it is not only negative, it's also positive, but it's how it's used. Pride.
Ooh.
Pride can get in the way. A humble approach will get you further and create a new connection point for you to start new things. Rely less on external feedback to boost your confidence and trust your own inner compass as you navigate your way into these new uncharted waters.
Okay, so humble pie for me for the next month.
And Virgo? So Virgo is criticism. It's criticism external and internal. They're their own biggest crit as well. So criticism and overthinking things can stop you from experiencing the joy and the beauty of the moment you're in. Take a step back from time to time and know when it is time to let something go. Perfection is a mirage that can eat up so much time, energy, and money if you keep feeding this. The new moon in your sign encourages you to find the order within rather than focusing too intensely on the chaos outside. The stronger your roots are, the less chance you will get uprooted by the passing storms.
Yep.
And Libra. Sitting on the fence, weighing up what is the best option and hoping not to rock the boat can stop you from really engaging in life from a deeper and more authentic place. Let go of worrying about doing what others want you to do and focus on what makes you happy. If you are content and full, you have so much more to share. Venus is in your sign this month. Focus on self-love and receptivity.
Oh.
And Scorpio. Again, it's one of those things that can be good and it can also be a challenge, mm-hmm. and that is control. Control stops you from being innovative and spontaneous. Trust is something you need to work on to help you engage in the magic of what the present can offer you. Change is the only constant, and if you resist it, you'll keep playing in the small circle of what you know, which can get cramped and monotonous over time. It is time to take that leap of faith and find ways to open your door to the new energy that wants to come in. And Sagittarius, your larger-than-life personality is great, but not everyone sees things your way, and this can be the most challenging part for you as you say it as it is and don't mean to offend, yet the tendencies to shock, intimidate, or overwhelm are strong, and sometimes you need to step back and observe the environment before leaping in with everything. This new moon focuses on the finer details. Work on the subtle finishing touches to the masterpiece.
Ooh, ooh, my Sagittarius is not listening today. I'll convey that.
Yeah, because also a lot of people need preparation, and a Sagittarian tends to just jump in with everything.
Yeah.
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 Which is lovely if you can handle it.
Yeah, there's a spontaneity
there. And enthusiasm. That I love. Yeah. Capricorn, your ability to work hard is admirable, and are you working too hard and worrying too much, where the moment of play can give you the recharge? You need to feel inspired and energized. Use this new moon as the chance to spring clean the areas that have become too built up and cluttered and make space for some fresh air and new ideas. So again, what tends to happen with Capricorns is that they worry too much.
About other people, they tend to neglect themselves.
Yes.
I've seen with the ones around me. They've can very easily neglect themselves because they're so concerned about keeping everyone else happy around them.
So the polarity of that is work and play.
Mm.
So if they're working too hard, they need to have play.
Equilibrium.
Yeah. And Aquarius, the challenge for you is the tendency to trip over the stone in front of you as you look at the distant mountains. The fine line is not losing sight of the bigger picture, but staying grounded and present in the moment you are in too. This new moon focuses on investing in the things that support you along the way. And Pisces, it's the surreal and the real. Being present takes work, but if you can find the balance between keeping your head in the stars and your feet on the ground, the magic can be so much stronger as you'll be working from a place of connection rather than escapism. The new moon in your opposite sign, Virgo, offers you a point to land and create a starting point to work on building up one of your dreams that is needing to be shared. Being the movie director helps you to view things objectively and not get entangled in the drama, which gives you a better vantage point to make the right choices for yourself.
Excellent.
And there we go.
I love that you do a little theme every month for the individual signs that you take through. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's run through what we can expect.
Yes. So, well, because it is Virgo season, Virgo is about order. And order is about cleaning things up, which tends to be a theme for Virgo.
For spring.
It's a spring clean time. So it doesn't have to literally be only physical spring cleans. It can also be emotional spring clean. It could even be clearing out your computer, your phone, your mind.
Cobwebs in our minds.
Yeah. I like to use what I call the high five. So stay at five, which is, again, the balance thing, the equilibrium. Uh-huh. and then there's the five things, and it's physical, emotional, intellectual, social, and spiritual.
Uh-huh.
And just work with those and get them into that balanced place. That yeah.
Yeah, we've had a proper hibernation this winter, so yeah. I think everyone is ready for that spring clean.
And I think that's also why the anticipation is so strong, is that we're ready now. Yeah. It's time.
Yeah, probably the equinox, knowing that that's coming, spring.
Yes.
That is also, everyone's always waiting. It's a great excitement. No other season has got that excitement of spring.
Yes. For sure.
It's new. It's newborn. It's like,
that's pretty much what Easter is for the Northern Hemisphere, and why they have that whole chocolate sort of full moon festival. It was actually also the beginning of spring.
Okay, well, I'm going to do chocolate this equinox. An excuse with chocolate. Yay. Yeah.
And then what else? Pluto is going back into Capricorn for the last little leg of its sort of transformation journey in that sign. It won't get back into Capricorn again in our lifetime.
Wow.
It's definitely the end now. And so that a lot of us, especially the more... how can I put it? The ones that are really pushing into their own authentic power, that are doing kind of that real rebel work, it's now starting to be, it's that last leg, that resistance kind of uncomfortable stuff, but at the same time, the feeling that it's the last lap.
We're conquering, we're moving on then beyond. Ooh, yay!
So again, spring can help.
I can hear a sigh of relief throughout the whole valley, because we're all rebels in this valley, we're all doing that good fight.
Yeah, so. And I mean, the new leaders are the black sheep, the ones that actually are originally kind of doing their own thing. Mm. It's not about conforming. It's about, being individual. Oh,
creating that new world. Yeah, exciting times.
Yeah.
And we can feel the changes in the air. Yes. Like we were saying yesterday, the veil is so thin at the moment that people that aren't sensitive to other energies can feel it and are seeing things.
Yeah.
I've heard so many people tell me that they're seeing orbs and stuff around them in their homes, shadows, movements. And that's because the veil is super thin at the moment. Yeah. So if you see things, don't think it's your imagination, people. Yeah. It's real. We're seeing stuff that we never saw before.
Yeah. So. And also, even nature is doing things that are a little bit more extreme. Mm. I mean, I was watching the sailing, I think it was yesterday, and the lightning came right next to the boat. It was. So it's testing us.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be present. Yeah.
I must say, that's one magic thing about social media, and that people can post stuff that they witness with their cameras. They can film it instantly.
Yes.
As we get to see phenomena that we otherwise never would have seen, and now we can... It gets spread across the globe instantly.
Yes.
And that's marvelous.
Yeah.
If people want to get hold of you, sweetie darling.
So Astro Anya. You can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, and then my website is astroanya.co.za. And yeah, I do coaching, I do astrology readings, workshops, teaching. So anything that you feel like, if you need some insight, just send me a WhatsApp or a message.
And believe me, Anya's done my chart, and it's spectacular. It is really, really cool to have your chart done.
It's also a great time now to have charts done, because it's that switching the light on. Yeah,
new beginnings. Yeah. So there we go.
Great.
You just have to type in Astro Anya. Off you go. Anya, great. Thank you so much for joining us again. I am already looking forward to next month's Astro Zone.
Yeah, eclipse season next month.
Oh, yeah. Oh, biggie.
Okay.
Look forward to it. Cheers. All right.
Goodbye.